This is Gospel and South African Songs with Sam in the field tent on Saturday morning.
We'll help figure out where we should put it.
Yeah, let's see if we can find a stick or something to.
Or
stick.
Maybe
I
should put
vertically
it by one of the poles, actually, kind of right in the middle. That would work.
Of that such a space exists. such a good thing for everyone to sing together.
I'm sure you know that too.
Yeah. I've struggled to find a place like this. Just people to sing with. It's like people that actually want to come here and sing.
And sing.
Yeah.
Yes, it's recording.
Okay, great. Right. Right. Right.
Right. Have all these wonderful conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for coming. This is kind of an exciting moment for me, coming to Village Fire. Like I was telling Barbara and Bill, I'm amazed that such a space exists because I look for it and I've never found it. Accidentally, I ran into Liz in Decorah, and I.
No,
absolutely.
So, I'll just tell you a little bit about myself and I guess how I got here. My name is Sam Samata, and I'm originally from a country called Namibia, which is in Southern Africa. I was born and raised there till I was in the 10th grade, where I led a senior scholarship to go study in India for 2 years. And it was quite a paradigm shift. And that's where I started to discover Indian classical music and sort of the different kinds of time signatures and different kinds of instruments. And I was just so taken by that I started actually going to more concerts and trying to like talk to musicians more about it. And then I actually went to a Western classical music concert and I was kind of intrigued by the dichotomy of the classical music. So I wanted to do more of that. And by the time I graduated from this high school, I was looking for school that I could do classical music at in the world. And so, strangely enough, St. Olaf and Luther College kind of came up on my radar. Yeah. And so I looked at them, and I guess it came down to money.
Yeah.
And
then,
I decided to come to Luther. And at Luther, I had a great music experience, being under the direction of great leaders like Tim Peter and Weston Noble. And as I was doing that, I felt like it was, as much as I liked it, going into it, I felt it was a little bit restricting, because you're kind of like bound by the music. There was no room for really improvisation or anything different. So that's when I found the gospel choir, which was kind of a release to sort of this classical. And don't get me wrong, I do love classical. I listen to Bach almost every morning. That's my alarm clock. But at the same time, I like to kind of do an African piece on my drive to work as well. And so I really appreciate the fundamentals of the classical help me understand gospel music better, but I like how there's this improvisational aspect to gospel music.
Sam, could you slowly turn as you speak? Thank you so much.
And so, yes, I randomly met Liz one weekend in Decorah. She came to one of our gospel choir events, and so she asked me to see if I could, if I was interested in doing Village Choir, and so here I am. So many small world experiences to know that things like this happen a lot, and I'm so appreciative of it because it's always such a great thing to be around people to connect with and just make connections as you go. So hopefully we can connect songs too. So as I was speaking about what kind of songs I wanted to sing, I wanted to bring sort of a bit of gospel into it, and I wanted to bring a bit of my Namibian into it, and I also wanted to bring a bit of to start off with, I'd like to just do the Kumbaya that I did last night. We could do that just for like 2 more minutes, just to get us warmed up, and that will give me like a good indication of what's our capabilities and what's our level. So the words, I realized yesterday not everyone knew the song, so I'll just kind of go through the words. The words are just Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Mamba here.
Mamba here.
It's how it was originally known. It's kind of morphed over the ages to what we know as Kumbaya today. All right, let's just try that melody.
Kumbaya, my Lord.
couple of years ago that came down to Luther College to help out with the gospel choir, and it was like Kumbaya, it's like the most common song you can sing, and then she added that alto piece, I'm like, okay, and then the tenor piece, and so it's kind of just stuck with me. I'm not sure, I forget the lady's name, but All right, I think we're good on harmonies, and I'm kind of glad, because this next song is going to need it.
Like fair warning.
There's space on the bail.
Okay, this next song is called, it's I guess you could call it by two names. One is Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory, and the other is Revelation 19. This song, for me, was one of the first ones that I had learned in the gospel choir. I was kind of just this new freshman coming into the choir, and I was kind of waiting for the music to be handed to us. And this girl just comes to me, and she's like, Hallelujah, salvation and glory. I'm like, where's the music? Where's the music? So I'm going to sing it comes in two parts, the first part being unison, and the second part is broken into soprano, alto, and tenor. Mm-hmm. So I'll sing the first part through, and then we'll sing it together, and then we'll go into the second part. The first part goes like this. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. I'll do that one more time. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Join me in that, in unison.
Hallelujah,
salvation
and glory,
honor and power,
honor and power unto the Lord our God.
The Lord our God is mighty.
For the Lord our God is mighty.
He's omnipotent.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
He's wonderful.
He is wonderful.
Let's do that two more times. Here we go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Salvation and glory.
Honor.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God.
For the Lord.
For the Lord our God is mighty.
Yes.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
Time. I think we got it.
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God.
For the Lord.
For the Lord our God is mighty.
Yes, the Lord.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord.
The Lord our God.
Part goes. The second part breaks up into three portions. The alto, we'll start with alto, soprano, and then add in the tenor. The alto piece goes like this.
All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. All praises be to the salvation and glory, honor and power. He is wonderful. One more time through. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power. He is wonderful. All tenors.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory.
Honor and power.
Honor and power. He is wonderful.
One more time through.
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power.
Honor and power. He is wonderful.
All right. I'll sing that tenor part one more time here. Just give a careful listen to it. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, He is wonderful. All right, let's try that one more time, tenors. One, two, three, four, and go.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Honor and power, He is wonderful.
We're all going to start at the same time. Let's first do the alto piece again, just so I can show you guys how it works. All praises. All right, let's start at 1, 2, 3.
All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful.
Let's start at the beginning though. So So this first part starts unison, and then we'll start with the alto, soprano.
Can I just have one thing?
Yeah.
Because I have a hard time calling what part I'm in. Like, if people, like, either, like, raise their hands, I know what part, or, like,
so,
what are you?
I don't know what I am.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Everybody, here we go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord.
The Lord our God, He is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation. Song. It's called Shyama Fio. This is a song that I learned as a kid, so unfortunately I couldn't find anything on the internet. Can you imagine? But as I recall this, this was a song that we sang kind of around the campfire, and if I recall correctly, it translates to something like praise by fire. So we probably should have sang it yesterday.
Praise by fire?
Praise by fire.
And it's from
South Africa. So the words are Shyama Fio Fio. Can everyone repeat that?
Shyama Fio Fio.
Shyama Fio Fio.
Shyama Fio Fio.
And that's basically the whole song.
All right.
Got it. Shyama, so it's
Shia ma fio fio, 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 Shia ma fio fio. Thank you. piece to this dance. So every time, so you go left and right and right and left and right and every time your left leg goes, your left leg goes forward, they're gonna do like a kind of like a opening a door motion. And then every time your right leg goes up, you're gonna do like a clap and clap and